We are in Simen Shin Pei Beis. We're up to Sif Yud, and we'll be doing from Yud through Yud Gimel. Sif Yud. Im Sachru Imenu Bal Korcho, Eino Moel. In the case of a non-Jew, where you're doing Schiris Rishus, if you did the Schiris against his will, for example, you walk into this house and say, here's the money, and we're being Sochu Yer Rishus. Afal Bisho Yerogel Ahaskir Mikodem. Even though up until this point, he regularly was maskir. Now he changed his mind. He refuses to. You can't just throw the money down and have that work. This is even according to the ones that say that in the case of a Yisroel who is rogil, even if he now changes his mind, the halachi is that you can make an heir of bal karcho. In the case of a non-Jew, there is no such halacha. Because when it comes to a Jew, there's a din of kfi ala mitzvahs. Beis din can make him do a mitzvah. There's no chiyuv of a ben Noach where we can be kof for him to go ahead and be socher as rishus. Halacha ma'isa we'll see a little bit later. Sifyut aleph. Aval me ishto o mischiro ulakito socher nafal pishu mocha. But his wife, schiro v'lakito. Schiro v'lakito are the same things. A socher is a hired worker. He hired him for a year. Lakito was someone that he hired only for the harvest. The halachi is you can be socher from them, even though he is being mocha. He says, I don't want to. Not only that, but the Ramah adds, schiru shel schiru, lakito shel balabayas, hukeschir balabayas. Let's say one of his workers hired another worker. You can even use them for schirus rishus. Certainly, you're allowed to use a family member of his. Now, the gro wants the taina that this couldn't be better than a Yisrael. And that in the case of Yisrael, if we go with the one, the Shita that holds, that if he is mocha, you cannot do be ma'ariv through his wife, the same thing will go for a non-Jew, that once he's mocha, you cannot use schir lakito. Schir lakito is only good if he doesn't say anything. But if he actually is mocha, the gross says that it wouldn't work. Now, how do we define a schir lakito that you can do schiris rishus from? So it's got to be someone that you have that who has permission to use his house. It's got to be a socher v'lokit that does stuff elsewhere that's irrelevant. It's got to be someone who has rishus to walk around his rishus, and that's why you can be socher rishus from them. Sifyud base. Imena wrote salahaskir. What happens if you have a non-Jew that absolutely refuses to be maskir his rishus? Yiskarav lo echad mebnei achotzer. So what you do is you get close to him. Ad sheyashalo reshuso sheyelo reshus laniach bo shum dover. Till you ask him, can I use your house for storage? Dahavalek is schir lakito. In this case, the Jew will become schir v'lakito. Umaskir shalom idas hein yehudi. So the first sheet of the Mechaber holds that after the Jew comes close to him, the Jew now becomes schir lakito, and he will be maskir the reshus to the other people in the chotzer. Some say that once the Jew does that, there's no further need for schiris rishus. Now, the Mishtabur brings down that according to many poskim, this halach is true even after he took his objects out of the person's house. What counts is that the person gave you rishus to use it. Now, this yesh omrim holds that he does not have to bother doing schiris rishus because they are of the opinion that she'ela is like schiris. So if he's letting you use the rishus, that he's being mashal you the rishus. So that's like schiris. Not only that, but some say the other way around, that not only do you need schiris, but let's say the person, this Jew that got close to him, that got the rishus, doesn't even live in the chatzar. He'll still have to be mishtatif in the Erev, now that you're making him sort of a landowner by him being soch the rishus of the non-Jew. La halacha, the Mishtabur says that you should be machmir and make sure that you do a schiris after he becomes close to the person. And this is quite ironic. The whole reason why Chazal said you need to schiris rishus is in order that you stay away from non-Jews, that you don't learn from them. And here, the Eitz is likervan that you should get close to him. Sif Yud Gimel. Im yichad lo mokum abayis shemashal lo, kiven she'eno kishlucho b'chol abayis lo ma'ani. What happens if he gives this Jew one particular spot that he can put his objects in? That does not allow him, that does not call him, give him the name Sachir Velokit. You've got to have rishus to go all over the place. There are different pshat in the Achronim where they want to say that that if the Jew and the non-Jew have rishus to use the same place, that would can be considered Schiro Ulakita.